Well, hello, everyone, and again I greet you in the name of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, this is Minor Hawk, your voice of the gospel speaker, and I thank God today for this opportunity I have of presenting the gospel of His matchless, sovereign, yes, His electing grace. And today I'm going to use as my text an Old Testament scripture found in the book of Job, chapter 22. Job, chapter 22, and verse 21. This is Job 22 and verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. And the Lord will add his blessing to the public reading of his word. Now, friends, here in the Old Testament book of Job, we find a seldom used invitational scripture, which I believe brings quite vividly before us the salvation of God. Yes, it's a simple statement of fact. And yet it reveals the urgency and the result of a sinner who trusts the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Now, the first thing I want you to notice about this scripture is the fact that the gospel invitation is a present invitation. Our text says, acquaint now thyself with God. Friends, I've noticed recently that as I seek to witness to people regarding their need for getting saved, that they would much rather I'd talk to them about politics or sports or families or weather or anything, but not about the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't want to have their secular thoughts spoiled by thoughts of dying or judgment or meeting God. To most people, the reality of death seems so remote, as though it were reserved for other people but not them. Listen, my friend. In Hebrews 9 and verse 27, we're told that it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. And friend, I for one would far rather meet God washed in the blood of his Son than to meet him in all my sin. Oh yes, I'd far rather be clothed in the righteousness of God than to be clothed in the filthy garments of self-righteousness or religious ritual. And friend, that's the reason I speak to you today with urgency. Friend, you may not have another opportunity to receive God's Son as your Savior. You may never see the light of another day. For you, this could be the last day of your life. This could be the day of your death. And if you're not sheltered beneath the precious blood of Christ, then you'd have to suffer for all eternity in the place that Jesus Christ called hell. You know, over in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2, God declares, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Another scripture which comes to my mind is Isaiah 1 and verse 18. There God says, come now, not tomorrow. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Yes, my friend, the time for you to get acquainted with God is now, not tomorrow or next week or next year, but now. And furthermore, the only way to get acquainted with God is through faith in the finished work of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, friend, the only way a sinner can become acquainted with God is through the person of his Son. The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Timothy 3 and verse 16 that Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh. Again, he declares in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 19 that God was in Christ reconciling the world back to himself. And I might add, too, that it's impossible for a sinner to be saved apart from having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Over in John 14 and 6, Jesus Christ himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Again in John 10 and 9, he said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Yes, sinner friend, the only door leading to the presence of God in heaven is the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son. And again, I remind you that the invitation to become acquainted with God is a present salvation. Our text says, acquaint now thyself with God. Now then, friends, this invitation is not only a present invitation, but it is also a personal invitation. Job 22 and verse 21 says, acquaint now thyself with God. Yes, salvation is a personal matter. In fact, salvation is the most personal matter with which a person can be concerned. Friend, nothing can be more personal than an individual's relationship with his Creator God. Unfortunately, as soon as a preacher begins to preach the gospel and tell the unsaved how wicked they are in God's sight, immediately that sinner thinks of someone else who needs salvation more than they do themselves. They act as though salvation is only for the town drunk or the harlot. They don't realize that regardless of how religious they may be, they too need salvation. God's Word makes it quite clear in Romans 3:23 that there's no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So that's it, friend. It's a personal invitation being offered to you today who are yet unsaved. In John 3:7, Jesus Christ says, ye must be born again. In Hebrews 4:7, we read, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Now that's just about as personal as you can get. God says in Job 22:21, acquaint now thyself with him. No, don't you worry about your relatives, your friends, or your neighbors. Friend, it's everyone for himself. Each person is accountable to God for their own sins. And that's why salvation is so personal. And remember this, my friend. God isn't going to punish you for my sins, nor me for your sins. No, he holds each one of us responsible for our own sins. And I thank God that I'll never have to be punished for my sins because I've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my substitute, my Savior. Yes, he who knew no sin was made sin for me so that I might be made the righteousness of God in him. Friends out in Radio Land today, have you ever accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior? Not just the one who died for the sins of the world, but for your sins in particular. Well, friend, if the Lord Jesus Christ is not your personal Savior today, then he's not your Savior at all. No, salvation is very personal. And furthermore, a sinner cannot be personally saved until he realizes that he is personally lost. Unfortunately, many people try to make themselves believe that they're saved, and yet they have never acknowledged that they were ever lost. Friend, the gospel means good news, and it can only be good news when you realize the bad news. The bad news is that, spiritually speaking, you're lost. You're on the broad road going down to hell. But the good news is you don't have to go there. No, that's what the gospel's all about. It's telling forth the fact that Jesus Christ loved you so much that he went all the way to Calvary and there shed his precious blood for your sin. Over in Luke 19:10, the Lord Jesus Christ declares that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Again, in 1 Timothy 1:15, the Apostle Paul tells us that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And finally, in Luke 5:31-32, the Lord Jesus Christ declares, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And friend, the Word of God tells us in Romans 3, there is none righteous, no, not one. So you see, my friend, that God's Word makes it quite clear that only lost sinners can be saved. Only those who realize their personal need for Jesus Christ can possibly trust him as their personal Savior. And just in case there's someone listening in today who believes that they can reach heaven by so-called good works or rituals, or by doing the best you can, let me direct your attention to a couple of scriptures. Over in Ephesians 2:8-9, here's what we read. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Over in Titus 3:5, we read these words. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to God's mercy he saved us. And friends, if you want to know what God thinks of all your so-called human efforts to please him with rituals and self-righteousness, you read over there in Isaiah 64:6 these words. This is Isaiah 64:6. Ye are all as an unclean thing, and all your righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Now then, let's look at another aspect of our text for today, and that's the fact of the gracious invitation is a guarantee of peace. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Oh, if there's one thing this old world of ours needs today, apart from salvation, it's peace. Yes, peace. But friend, the only way we can have peace is to have salvation. And there's one thing sure, a sinner cannot receive real and lasting peace from the world. No real peace can only come from the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 14 and verse 27, here's what he says. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth give I unto you. Yes, thank God, the so-called peace we have in parts of the world today can in no way be compared to the real peace which comes through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't forget, sinner friend, peace with God can only come through faith. Over in Romans 5 and verse 1 we read, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, over in Colossians 1 and verse 20, we're told that the Lord Jesus Christ made peace through the blood of His cross. Friend, what does the blood of Jesus Christ mean to you today? Well, to me, it means salvation. I'm depending upon nothing but the blood of Christ and all of its value and virtue as it was shed on Calvary's cross to take me into God's heaven. Friend, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for sin. And I read in 1 John 1 and 7 that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Friend, would you like to know something about the peace of God today? Well, you can have it through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Now, the end of our verse also has something significant to say, and that is the fact that in this invitation, it is a profitable invitation. Yes, acquaint now thyself with God and be at peace. And what's the profit? Thereby good shall come unto thee. I read in Ezra 8 and verse 22 that the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek Him. Friend, I plead with you today, as this Voice of the Gospel program comes to a close, to accept the gracious invitation given by God to come unto Him through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. For He's the only way into the presence of a holy God. So, friend, I plead with you in love for your soul and in view of eternity to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. Because if you do, according to God who cannot lie, you'll be saved for time. And thank God you'll be saved for all eternity. And remember, my friend, this is for eternity. Yes, this is for eternity. Let us pray. Our God and Father, we bow in Thy presence today at the close of another radio broadcast to ask Thy blessing upon the word just gone forth. Save souls to His honor and glory alone. Amen. Now, friends, this concludes another Voice of the Gospel broadcast. If I can be of any further help in pointing you to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll be only too happy to do so. If you'd like to have some good, basic, sound, and fundamental gospel literature, I'll send it to you absolutely free and postpaid. You just write to the Voice of the Gospel, P.O. Box 6, McKeesport, P.A., that's McKeesport, Pennsylvania, 15134. That address again, the Voice of the Gospel, P.O. Box 6, McKeesport, P.A., 15134. And now until our next broadcast, Lord willing, this is your Voice of the Gospel speaker, Minor Hawk, wishing you and yours God's very richest blessing, which is salvation through faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Good day.